Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Erev in Daf Ayin Aleph. The Gemara, in discussing the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether or not the person may be Mevatel his Rishos on Shabbos. Beis Shammai says that Bittul does not work on Shabbos. Why? Because Bittul Rishos is Mikna Rishusa, the Mevatel Rishos is a Hakna, and you can't do a Kinyan on Shabbos, you can't do a Mekach HaMemkar on Shabbos. However, Beis Hillel holds that it's only a Silik Rishos, it's not a real Kinyan, it's not Mekach HaMemkar, and therefore it's permitted to make a Bittul on Shabbos. Everybody agrees that if it would be a Kinyan, if it would be a Hakna, then it would be Mekach HaMemkar, and then you would not be able to do it on Shabbos. And the Achrayim ask, the Beis Meir, the Meshev Davar of the Netziv, the Mabusha Yantif, they ask that Tosfos earlier on Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, in explaining why Schirus from a Goy is Mutar on Shabbos, Tosfos says, since it's only coming to be matter tiltol, it's not real Mekach HaMemkar. We look at it like a matana ba'alma. And they ask, so why is Schirus from a guy different than a Yid being Mevatel his Rishus? If Tosfos says the reason why Schirus of a guy is Mutar on Shabbos, it's not Mekach HaMemkar. Since the whole purpose is to be matter tiltol, we look at it like a matana ba'alma. So Bittul also, being Mevatel your Rishus, one Yisrael being Mevatel his Rishus to another Yisrael, is also to be matir tiltol, we should look at it like a matana ba'alma, and it should not be considered Mekach HaMemkar, and it should be mutter on Shabbos. Why does Beis Hillel have to say the only reason why it's mutter is because it's Silik Rishos? The Beis Meir answers that there's a difference between Schirus Nachri and the Bittul of Yisrael. Diras Nachri Me'ikar Adin is not a Dira. However, Chazal said that the reason why you have to get the guy out of here with Schirus is because Chazal will geyser, we want to make it as hard as possible for a person to live next to a guy. So we're going to say that on Shabbos you're not going to be able to carry unless you do a schirus and you rent to the rishus from the guy. If that's the case, then there's no real kinyan. There's no mekach memka that has to be done. All we're doing is a pu'ula, we're doing a maisa, something to make it difficult for you to live with a guy. There, a schirus is enough. Even though it's not a real Mekach HaMemkar, like Tosfos says, it's a Matana Ba'alma. Masha Ein Kein, when I have two Yisraelim living together, there, in order for me to be able to carry in my Rishus on Shabbos, or my Chatzar on Shabbos, which I share with another Yisrael and there's no Eruv, there I need a real Bittul Rishus. I need a real Kinyan. The Yisrael has to give up his Rishus. And therefore, if it wouldn't be a Lumnus of Silo, like Beis Hillel says, then it would be a Mekach HaMemkar on Shabbos. It would be a real Kinyan. And the Beis Meir says, with this Svara, he argues on the Chayk Yankiv. There's a famous Chayk Yankiv in Simen Tov Mem Dalis, of Katan Ches and Huchas Pesach, that says that if a person forgot to sell his chametz to a goy on Erev Pesach, which in that situation fell out before Shabbos, and now it's Erev Pesach, Shechal Yis B'Shabbos, and he wants to sell his chametz, the Chayk Yankiv says that it's mutter to sell your chametz to the goy on Shabbos, in this situation, because your whole kavana is to save yourself from Isser Chametz. And your Zerai is our sugya. Just like we allowed a person to do a schirus on Shabbos to a guy in order to be matar tiltol, so too, a person is allowed to do a mechiras chametz to a guy to save himself from the Isser of Chametz. Ask the Beis Meir, I don't understand the comparison. When a person is just renting out his chata to the guy doesn't really have any bilus here that's not going to allow us to carry on Shabbos. Chazal said you have to do a ma'aseh schirus in order that you shouldn't live in the same chatzar. You should make it hard. Chazal are making it hard for you to live in the same chatzar as a guy. Therefore, they were masakin. They have to do a ma'aseh schirus. But there's no real transaction going on. Masha ain't Cain. When a person comes to a situation where he didn't sell his chametz to a guy, there he has to give up his chametz. He has to really be makne his chametz. It's a real mechira. Just like we have over here on our daf. That when a Yisrael is being mevatel his rishus to the other Yisrael, he has to make a real kinyan, a real hakna. And there Beis Shammai says, since bittul is a hakna, it's not going to work on Shabbos. So the Beis Meir says that I can't allow a person to sell his chametz to a guy on Shabbos with a raya from the sugya of schiris nachri. If anything, the raya should be that you're not allowed to sell your chametz to a guy on Shabbos, a raya from our sugya, that you're not allowed to be mevatel your rishus to a Yisrael on Shabbos, according to Beis Shammai, because it's a Ma'aseh Hakna. Only if you hold like Beis Hillel, that it's a Siluk Ba'alma, then you're allowed to do the Ma'aseh Bittul on Shabbos. Have a wonderful day.